Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on December 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe National Army, which is returning to the barracks after accomplishing its mission.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-155-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindewele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the return of members of the Zimbabwe National Army to the barracks following a 35-day stay on the streets in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe National Army Commander Valerio Suanda announced today that they've accomplished their mission after conducting what was codenamed Operation Restore Legacy. The Zimbabwe Defense Forces seized the control of key state institutions a month ago, claiming that they were looking for criminals surrounding former President Robert Mugabe.
In its operation, the army detained former Finance Minister Ignatius Chombo, former ZANU-PF youth leader Kusanai Chibanga, and others, saying they were targets of the operation. All were members of ZANU-PF Generation 40, which wanted former First Lady Grace Mugabe to succeed her husband.
Some people accused the military of human rights violations, while others praised the army for its assistance in getting rid of Mugabe and taking care of roads, which have over the years been controlled by the allegedly corrupt police. Now that the military is set to go back to the barracks, what will happen on Zimbabwe's busy roads? And will the military make a dramatic comeback?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 02-619-2077. Ingani siphelile njalo basebenza bakusebenzayo bayenza ngemfanelo. So ke uthi laba babadinga abanye bangkhona bababamba. Ngibona ukukhuluma ngomnumzana Ignatius Chombo, kuzobuye umnumzana Kuzana Chibanga labanye. Kuzokuthi ke uProfessor Jonathan Moyo lo umnumzana Kazikwele yokanya badla phansi. So badla bayibani. So ke xa sikhangela ke kanye ngazani ibutho liyabukela ezigambeni kodwa akwazi ukuthi lilungisile yini. As was the Woody that's the figure who I am among a belly, Unosan Robert Mugabe, which is cool. So, what the Wala Banyamata, the city Woto, M. Gotquin Lapa, Penny Seven Zomalisai, a retailer Amapolis Woodai, Low Woodu Panjosimali, no akusebenzi kodwa kube labanye futhi abathi ibutho lalikantsha abantu lazi ukantsha lokwana ukutshaya laligongodwa
sibeeambitshana
ya kutshaya sibini so singazi uthi kuhamba zanifoti
ndizvo zvo asi tinofanira kuzivisa zvakare vateereri Gibbs kuti mutungamiri wenyika varobert vaemarson Mnangagwa anzura ndajaira varobert vaemarson Mnangagwa nhasi vachinjawo chimiro chevari muchiuto nekuchipurisa zvaita kuti vanga vari mukuru wemauto vaconstantino chiwenga vazorodzwe vakamirira kupiwa rimwe basa kodaro zvakare kuti vavalerius mishek sbanda mashoko aziviswa navamishek sbanda vanove munyore mukuru vataurawo zvakare kuti vavalerius sbanda ndo vanenge vamukuru wemauto ndofunga kutotanga nhasi vatove iwo mukuru wemauto basa ranga rina vachiwenga kobva kwadaro kuti vamwe vakwidziridzwa vakaita sava parents shiri vanga vari mukuru wemauto emuchadenga vakwidziridzwa air chief marshal kubva pana air marshal air chief marshal vachibva vazorodzwa saka vakwidzwa pachigaro vachibva vaiswa pamuchandigeri kobva kwadaro zvimwe chete vasiso mwoyo vakwidzwawo zvakare kuti vange vachienda pachigaro chepamusoro lieutenant general vachibva vazorodzwa zvimwe chete nezvavaitwawo kuna vaangel betrugege vabva vangosimudzwawo kuenda palieutenant general vachibva vazorodzwa zvakare tanzwawo zvakare kuti vachihuri vari pazororo vachibva vangozorodzwa vari pazororo ipapo vanga vari mukuru wemapurisa ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukurawo nezvazvo asi nyaya hombe yanga iripo ndiyo yekuti mauto azivisa kuti operation restore legacy yasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo mauto akudzokera kumabharaki vakawanda vanga vachiti mauto anenge anga arerutsa mamiriro ezvinhu zvikuru munyaya dzemumigwagwa mavanga vachichema kuti maita huori hwakanyanya asi vamwe vanga vachiti kodzero dziri kutyorwa zvakanyanya nemauto zvikuru mukugadzirisa nyaya dzevanotengesera mumigwagwa nedzimwe dzakadaro dzekuti munhu aingoti ukaonekwa wakabata foni onzi uri kutitora mavhidhiyo munhu otorohwa ozvambarazwa ndedzimwe nyaya dzadzichichemwawo nemauto saka toda kunzwa imi kuti muri kuona sei zvii zvamunotaura padanho iro rekuti mauto adzokera kumakamba kwawo maoko kuemutemo panyaya dzekuchengetedzwa kwemutemo apiwa kumapurisa ndo vaakuona kuti zvinhu zvagadzirisika vamwe vari kuchema kuti ati hakudzokera paya pekuti kuti upfuure tanga wati dhora kuti upinde asi ndo mamiriro azvaita hapana zvichadzoka asi kwakazoitwa operation restore legacy 2 part 2 toona mauto aidzoka nhasi mauto aenda Games
kunjalo ke uyakhuluma nabajonga we are happy that we are joined by our reporter Blessing Zulu who is in the capital Harare. Blessing Zulu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and Jonga. How are you doing?
We are fine. We are doing fine. We are missing you.
I know. There's been no.
So, Blessing, straight away, if you can just tell us about the press conference that you attended. How was the atmosphere there and what is this that we are saying that the army is saying they are going back to the barracks, you know?
Yes, the army commander, Lieutenant General Valerio Sibanda, is the one who was addressing members of the media. It was a full house. I think many were expecting that it was going to be addressed by General Chiwenga, but of course it was addressed by Lieutenant General Valerio Sibanda, and I think we didn't know that there were going to be changes and that General Chiwenga had actually stepped down from the army. So Lieutenant General Valerio Sibanda was the one who told the media that today was the last day of the Operation Restore Legacy and that the army was going back to the barracks, no boots on the ground, no helmets on the ground. The police will be taking over the responsibility as per the country's constitution.
How was it received by the public, Blessing?
I think it depends who you ask. Of course, I talked to a number of motorists who are complaining that, you know, they are not happy that members of the police will be back on the streets. They are alleging that they are extorting money from them. There's always a lot of corruption when members of the police are involved. And they are saying that, you know, they will have to cut back drastically on the number of trips that they take because they'll be forced to pay bribes. But on the other hand, some people were already complaining that Zimbabwe was now kind of a military state, and they were calling upon the army to go back to the barracks, saying that they must not be doing police duties.
But at the same time, we see that there are some promotions in the army. Tell us a bit about that.
Of course, there were a number of promotions that were announced by the chief of the cabinet, that is Dr. Meshack Bandarada. He released a press statement saying that Air Marshal Ferenc Shiri, remember, is now the Minister of Agriculture, has been promoted to the rank of Air Chief Marshal on retirement. And then there is also Major General S.B. Moyo, you remember, the one who announced that there was a coup that ousted former President Robert Mugabe. He has been promoted to the rank of Lieutenant General on retirement. He is, remember, the Minister of Foreign Affairs now. And then we've got Major General Engelbert Rugege, who has been promoted to the rank of Lieutenant General on retirement. And Major Lieutenant General now, Rugege, takes over from Xavier Kasukwere ZANU-PF as the party's political commissar. Mm-hmm. And there are also a number of appointments that were made. Lieutenant General Philip Valerius Banda promoted to the rank of full general and assumes the post of commander, Defense Forces, CDF, taking over from General Chiwenga. Then there's also Ambassador Major General Ezai Absalom Chanyuka Chimonyo, mm-hmm. who has been promoted to the rank of Lieutenant General and assumes the post of Commander, Zimbabwe National Army. So actually Chimonyo takes over from Valerius Banda at the Army, and Valerius Banda taking over from Chiwenga. And there's also Air Vice Marshal Elson Moyo, who has been promoted to the rank of Air Marshal and assumes the post of Commander, Air Force of Zimbabwe. He's taking over from Ferenc Shiri, the now Minister of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. I think those are the major highlights.
Thank you so much, Blessing. We are going to come back to you. And now I think Chonga are joined by a second guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma of the ZANU-PF Party. He is representing Pelandaba Mpopoma in the House of Assembly. Good evening, Honorable Chuma, and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, my brother?
No, we're fine. And how's Bulawayo?
Bulawayo is a bit hot. We are hoping that we have a smile on us and we start to feel a bit of rain.
Thank you so much. Yes, let's hope so.
Mm-hmm. Honorable, please do stay on the line. We have a caller. We just go to the caller, then we'll come back to you. Tinam Koma, Harry, Variku, South Africa. Magadim Koma. Ndakasimba ndokumira mungodzorawo zvishoma volume reradio yenyu riri kubva rangodzoka kwatiri.
Okay.
Taurai tinzwe zvamunoda kutaura pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi.
Ya, ndandichida hangu kucontributa pakuti zvaitika zvekunzi mauta achidzokera kumakamba zvinhu zvakanaka. Asi ndiri kuona pamberi apa ruzhinji rweZimbabwe tichichema futi mapurisa adzokera kutsika yavo yekuguma vanhu mari. Chimwe chinhu changa chiri kuitika, mapurisa vanga vachingomuka vakachinja mutemo zvisina notification semuenzaniso. Pane mutemo wekunzi spare wheel, pane motokari dzinobva kuJapan dzinouya dzine spare wheel rine kamwe karimu keorange or yellow kari katiti kaspare wheel kako kanga kachingosenzeswa all along, but nenyaya yekuti mapurisa vanga vakuona kuti vanhu zvinhu zvakawanda vatigadzirirei vanongomuka vakuti spare wheel iri harichaita kana kuti harichadiwa. Asi mutemo uchisungira munhu kuti just carry a serviceable spare wheel, then mareflectors futi vaita yekudhara takuda mareflectors emazuva ano akadai vamwe votoramba kuti hakana motokari iri yekuZimbabwe iwo haungashandise fire extinguisher yawakatenga kuSouth Africa. Zvinhu zvisina kana justification of the law zvavanongofunga ivo mumusoro mavo kuti vachitorera vanhu mari, uyezve dai vaedza kudzikisa maroadblocks avo, maroadblocks anga anyanyisa zviri unnecessary kune ma locations they are only less than 10 kilometers kubva mu Warren Park kupinda mu town Harare. It's less than 10 kilometers, but you would find more than 5 roadblocks or more, which is abnormal. Zvinhu zvisingaiti. Mamwe matsaona ari kukonzereswa mumugwagwa umu inyaya yekuti vanhu vanozofamba vaane puresha, mabp akwira, vasetywa mari dzavanga vakarongera kunoseenzesa zvimwe zvirungwa. Ngavazive kuti vanhu vari kushupika, vanhu havana mari, voita mafaizi anokwanisa kubhadharwa, kwete kupa rumu yekuti mupurisa anokwanisa kunyorera munhu mafaindi achieda kuti yakati $20, yakati $20, up to $120, $150. Yet at the bank you can only get $20 Yema coins. You need to fuel the car, you need to buy other things, zvekudya and the like. Saka ngavadzore, but ngavape macautions and vavaudze, vavatsiure pauori. Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe eti nomaolevo hatisi kuchema nemasanctions akapiwa nyika, tirikuchema nekumbunyikidzwa kwatiri kuitwa nevanhu vatinenge takagara navo. For an example, mapurisa.
Oh, yeah.
As general people, we don't feel the pain of the sanctions or other big things.
Maita basa zvikuru mukoma here, regai tipo vamwe mukana. Thank you so much. Gibbs mukoma here is saying that he welcomes the development that the army returned to the barracks, but he says very soon people will be crying again because the police will resume their demands for bribes. And he says they always find a punishable offense on almost every vehicle. And he says they should at least reduce the number of roadblocks. And they attributed some of the accidents occurring on our roads as the result of high blood pressure caused by the police.
Yes, ikokelo baba ke uJoseph Chuma ngolimuka mama. Baba Chuma, nxa sikhangela ibutho njoba likhuluma lapha lesithi selibuyele ezinkambeni, kambe nxa selibuyele ezinkambeni lenzeni njalo lizatshiya sokunjani?
Well, I think the main isifundo esingathi sizigqobhile ekusebenzeleni lebutho lethu emphakathini kwabantu lana. Okokuqala, basithengisile ukuthi bona nxa usebenza labantu, especially kuma-roadblocks lawa okuhlala ngabantu ngawo, how do you treat abantu, ama-drivers, ama-passengers and stuff like that. Ukuthi kuthengisile ukuthi waba nomehluko, kungasela kuhlukuluzwa na okuningi phakathi kwama-drivers namaphoyisa okwakusenzakala emveni. Into enjalo isinika ilokuze isinika idlabuzane lokuthi sithi bona amaphoyisa la nxa esephenduka ngabuye ekopa khonoko ade kusenziwa libutho, ngoba kuhle ngoba amavili adlileyo bese besebenza bendawo nye kuma-roadblocks afana. So mna bembelanta kade bekuleseni ekufundisa ukuthi hayi madoda, nxa lisenza umsebenzi lowo uwenzeni ngendlela ende. So ngoba ukuthi ufuna abanikazi belizwe ngendlela kade isenza amapholisa ayisonto esisayifuna futhi leyo. And kuyake ngiba futhi ubana sesifundisa ukuthi bona nxa bengabuya amapholisa belejungulo nalelo futhi lobulungiza kona kade bekwenza, sizabayenzela i-operations restore niggers bona kwabo, and we are going to make sure that they toe the line. They must punish the public, not to harass the public. And I hope bafundile njalo bazakwenza ngendlela naleyo elisenziwa libutho.
So what Honorable Chuma is saying is that maybe the police actually learned a lot in terms of how to relate with motorists. He says, you know, that was a very good lesson, especially for the security sector. And then he says, should the police actually do what they were doing? They may have another operation called Operation Restore Liquors
for the police. For the police. I mentioned that earlier.
Yes, so I guess you're
okay. Yeah, we have another caller. Tina Vadube, Waruku Botswana. Magadi Vadube.
Tiripoi tumakadiyo.
Tiripoi tunotenda kuti mambo tora yenyu mukana wokuramba makabata parunare. Zvichikupaiwo mukana kunzwawo zvaachitaurwa na Honorable Chuma. Mungatudzawo zvamuri kuronga waimi kana zvamunoda kupawo kuchirongwa.
Okay, neno ndinotenda nekundigamuchira muchirongwa.
Aiwa tinofara.
Ehe, inda andri kudabungo kumbira ozo angu pana urumende yedu iso ye Zimbabwe kuti wanawa Joseph Chuma wa warimu muchirongwa wani wachinzwa ozo chemo zewani wazitore wazishandise zichemo zine zichemo wane wane kuti wanundova wakatunga mira ye wanundova nopawoza wanoona iwo wanenge wari pangwe kudzi office pasina zvavanoona kuno kudzinzira. Saka tachikumbira kuti ivo vatore zvine zvichichemwa nevanhu vazvishandise zvisangove zvinotaurwa zvoperera mukutaurwa chete. Saka ndinotendawo kakare panyaya yemapurisa nemauto yekuti mauto adzokera kuzvikamba zvinhu zvakanaka. Asi chandoda kukumbira ndechekuti ivo vana vaJoseph Chuma kana vari kwavanenge vari kubasa kwavo sevakagadzwa nevanhu kuti vatungamire vanhu ngavatarisewo kuti vangaita sei kuti mapurisa vasave vanova nehofisi dzekubata mari vari munzira. Nekuti ndipo pane miedzo mizhinji yekuti mapurisa kana vachibata mari vari munzira, mumwe nemumwe ukamuisa pamari achibata mari, umbavha hunouya, kuda mari kunouya, zvinoda kutengwa nemari zvinouya zviri zvizhinji. Saka unoona kuti zviri nani ndimbotorawo mari iyoyo ndiitewo plani yekuti nditore mari imwe ndiise padivi. Saka mapurisa ngapave nekuti mapurisa anyore matikets mumigwagwa. Kana vanyora matikets mumigwagwa, mari ngainobhadharwa. It's either inonobhadharwa kupolisi munhu paanonoterera mota yake kana kuti inonobhadharwa kuhofisi yakafanira kuti mari inopinda ikoko. Nekuti kana vanhu ava vachitora mari vari mumigwagwa saizvozvi, tinoona kuti ndipo panouya miedzo mizhinji yemari. Tikatarisa kuno kuBotswana, ndine mota yangu ini, ndikabatwa nemapurisa neoverspeeding, ndinonyorerwa tiketi, mari yangu inono mota yangu inoinflagiwa kwokuti ini handigoni kunoterera mota iyoyo mwedzi unenge uchiteverera papagore pande ndichifanira kunoterera ipapo. Saka kana ndakunoterera mota yangu, mota ndirovana yakavharwa zvekuti ndisagone kuiterera, ndove ndinobhadhara mari yandakabatwa nemapurisa ndichioverspeeda iya kuti ndigone kuterera mota yangu. Saka izvozvo zvinoita kuti mapurisa vasave nemukana wekutora mari. Nekuti unoona kuti isusu mapurisa edu eZimbabwe, unoona vane guchu remabhuku avanawo mupanzira, vane dzimari dzavakasenga panzira ipapo vachingotora dzimari kuvanhu. Tinoziva sei kuti mari dzose dzavari kutorera vanhu idzodzo, mabhuku avari kushandisa iwayo, mabhuku ari pamutemo? Isu vanhu hatizvizivi. Tinongoona vane mabhuku umwe neumwe, kana vari 15 paroadblock, unoona umwe neumwe ane bhuku rake. Mabhuku yavo ari kuzooditwa nani kuti aonekwe kuti mupurisa uyu ashandisa bhuku iri, mari yaashanda pabhuku iroro
yasvika kwakati? Aiwa, ipapa panonzwika mukoma Dube, paita mumwe muteereri. Tingadai takupai mukana wekuramba muchitsanangurira vanhu vachinzwa. Thank you so much. Gibbs, this caller says police should not handle cash. Yeah, he says what they must do is to issue tickets and then people will go and pay their fines or whatever, or if they want to contest somewhere, not for the police to handle the cash.
Now let's go back to Blessing Zulu, but before going to Blessing Zulu, let's remind people of what we are doing today. So tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe National Army returning to the barracks. So we heard from Lieutenant General Valerio Spanda, who says the army has actually accomplished its mission. So Mr. Blessing Zulu, when we look at the retirement of people like Police Commissioner Augustine Chihuri and General Chiwenga, many people are saying that maybe Chiwenga is going to be the next VP. And then for Chihuri, people are thinking that maybe because he was not in sync with the other generals. So can you move us through that?
Of course, those are the sentiments that we are hearing from sources close to the president's office, and his way of thinking. Remember, there was a lot of mistrust between the army and the police when this operation to oust Mr. Mugabe was put in place. And I've been moving around and seeing that, you know, the military police had virtually taken over most of the duties that the police was doing and is mandated by the country's constitution. So you could tell there was a lot of mistrust there between the two organizations. Most senior officials in the police force were deemed to be sympathetic to former President Robert Mugabe. And also remember, Mr. Mnangagwa was under pressure to ensure that Chiwuri retires. Chiwuri was roundly booed during the inauguration because the people were simply not happy with the way the police was conducting this business. Then we have General Chiwenga. It now looks more likely that he will be one of the two vice presidents. We understand that there were even attempts to lure Dumitso Dabengwa, the ZAPU leader, back into the ZANU-PF fold to become the other vice president. But for Chiwenga, I think this retirement is very, very significant. And even at the just ended ZANU-PF Congress, it appears that most of the party supporters were really happy with the way he had conducted this operation to ensure that former President Robert Mugabe is removed from power.
Thank you so much, Blessing. Stay on the line. Slova Bunko, Slapekton Wani. Bunko, see what you want to do? Yeah, Baba Nkosi yangizwa.
Yeah, ngiyabuza, ngiyabuza kakhulu.
Yeah, ngiyena kona po Baba Nkosi uthi yangasibili sibona ukuthi singanjani.
Yeah, no, ukuphuma kwamasotha lokho we appreciate it. Because the actual fact was that these people were cutting the police, because remember the police wanted to resist the removal of the former president. So I think the army was still on guard to find out exactly what these police officers are up to. And this taking of the retiring of Dihuri is also in line with that, like what Blessing is saying. I think he's saying the very correct thing. But now we have a problem of people like Obabu Chuma. Obabu Chuma, I will describe him as a political prostitute, because at the end of the day, he is the very same person who was so excited when Mnangagwa was being named, called names and all those kind of things there in White City Stadium. He was very excited. Here he comes today. He is telling us that his boy is the police. They are being taught the job by the soldiers. How possible? How possible? How possible an army man sitting a police officer traffic room? Who is trained in this traffic room? It's very exciting. You know, you can't believe a man like Chuma would come and say that in the radio, in international radio for that man. It shows that Chuma is not in touch with the reality. They must face the reality and accept that these police officers, all of them, these old guard police officers, they need to retire. They need to retire and bring young boys who are looking for the job. There are so many young people who are looking for jobs in Zimbabwe. You will find that the guy who was talking about the books that are being used, the book is not even in sequence. That book has got 4 copies, if I'm not wrong. The pink one, the white one, the blue one, and the yellow one. You will find that the book is tears. All the copies are not there. It's like the very same thing which is happening with those books. But we have Mr. Chuma here telling us that the army was teaching the police how to work. How possible is that?
Thank you so much.
If these police officers are being taught by the army, we don't need police officers. We don't need to have extra salaries paid to people who are useless within the nation. Get rid of the police, then we use the army, because we do not have war in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, sir.
We use the police with the soldiers.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkosi. Siyathaba ukuthi ujalungena sibele ehlelweni, siyadumisa. Inkosi ibe lawe, baba. So, I think you heard it.
From him.
I guess we're joined.